water is flowing from the lakes into the River Thames at quite an alarming rate. It's indicating that there's a direct flow. So the problem for our houses around here is absolutely not the Thames. That could rise another 500 mil. But an unintended consequence of some gravel works at the rear of the houses that subsequently form the lake is that that fills with water and that creates flooding to all of the houses and across the road that is now shut. And that causes a huge amount of hardship to the local community as well as the local economy, because vehicles can no longer travel through Chertsey in order to make their way to work and back. As you will be able to observe, along this road, various houses are pumping because they have had their boundaries, their fences, breached by water directly from the lake. I have spoken to the Environment Agency. And this is also very interesting because over the last 15 years there have been plans that require some free channels to be constructed that would remove water up towards Staines and effectively act as a bypass around this area that you're seeing on the news that's been flooded. I've sent a message to the local MP.
Who is?
Who's Kwezi Kwarteng. And Kwezi was out here enjoying the good times at the regatta, and so I've encouraged him to come out with the community and experience what it's like during the times when it's more difficult and rough. And so hopefully he'll be prepared to take up that challenge and support the community and the region in bringing about the funding necessary so that we can have the defence works that are due to take us between Maidenhead round to Teddington.
It's been flooded here since Tuesday, it's 5 days ago. You're a bit surprised the MP hasn't been round to see you already.
I know that in other areas the MP has been round, and so Philip Hammond, etc. And I have passed that message forward to our MP to encourage him to do likewise. So it would be great to see him here with the community, and hopefully we can avert such things happening in the future, because it's a mixed bag. People have to join up, people have to come together, all of the services, public services, and this isn't something that can defeat us.